Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, Petty Bitches.
Welcome to Pride.
Petty Little Things. Pride Month, darlings.
This is Victoria Secret.
This is a very, very proud Davina Devine.
Are you proud? Well, firstly, how the fuck is it June? Like, how is it June? Know. Next week, it's going to be middle of June as well.
And you know what really, really got me was that I felt like the end of June is kind of crept up on me and it snuck into June. So I felt like I've been deceived of like a couple of like moments of preparing for June. Do you know what I mean?
I'm going to be really honest. Okay, so obviously we're doing a few little events here or there.
And a few? We'll just save it for the year.
Hot tea. I have been doing the same music bingo songs for almost 3 years now.
Oh my God. And
so I knew that the songs needed to change. And yesterday I was trying to get a new playlist together.
Oh God.
Now it does take a lot of time. It really does.
It does.
So I set the timer for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to have a brand new playlist down.
How many did you have done?
I got 60 songs done.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Now, what I did do was, because I realized that it was closer to 70 before, I've cut down to 60. I was like, 60
And now I have done some of these music bingos with you. And what I have noticed is that a lot of the artists are dead.
So
I didn't notice that. The RIP.ie music bingo. So it was very like, here lies Whitney Houston.
Yes.
Here lies, who else has died this year? Someone else has died recently.
Can I be honest though?
Yeah.
Like, because the artists, you know, you don't want to have to think of 60 different artists.
Yeah.
What I basically kind of did was I went through my old list and went,
and updated
it. Which David Bowie song are we going to do this time?
Although
they're still dead.
They're still classics. They're classics. But yes, we are in the grips of Pride. I have to say yesterday, when I was walking over, I was actually just walking past Central Bank, I saw these two guys walking holding hands.
Aww.
And I was like, that's actually, you know, well, internally, of course, my inner homophobia was like,
looking for broken bottles around to throw at them, were you?
I was like, but it's just great to see.
Yeah.
It's really, I really enjoy seeing that. And I've heard so many other people kind of saying that, Lacey. And I don't know if it's just a pride thing, I think. But you know what I did realize is that, like, I've actually never held anyone's hand in public.
Oh, God.
And partly that is because I'm like, don't touch me. Don't even touch me.
I don't know why I said, oh, God. I think that's really normal for gays. Yeah. So many of them would. Every day I'm trying to do it. Like, not every day. If we're going somewhere. But, like, it's just so hard to enjoy sometimes.
Yeah.
I see a group of teenagers and all of a sudden I'm just waiting for them to go, faggot. I'm waiting for them to say it.
Well, I think, like, lately it's definitely become a bit more
faggot prevalent.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that as well. Like, all these, I think there's so much more. The social media has so much to answer for. I think the likes of Jim and Andrew Tate and all these dopes that are buzzing around. Like, they are actually a lot to answer for, because they're all these stupid young fellas, like, trying to be like hyper masculine with their little scrawny little scroats. Do you know what I mean? So that's a big part of it. But I just was personally, I'm like, I've never held anyone's hand in public. Actually, no one's, I don't think, liked me enough to ever hold my hand in public.
I've definitely linked you, but only in drag.
And I've like, also,
we've been walking along the street.
That makes me uncomfortable, though. I don't like to be touched. Like, I don't like to be touched.
Well, I know that's
in public, bitch. In public. But that's my own fucking shit that I know. But it's when you see something like that, you realize, kind of like, you know, there's a bit of a part of me that would like to be like that, but I'm actually like, as a person, I'm just not that person anyway. So
yeah.
But I do love to see it. Like, not for me, good for you.
Yeah. Fully. I said this before,
and no one should be persecuted for just fucking, you know, like, showing affection. Do you know what I mean? It just, and you know, it was actually my mom said it to me. She said it to
me. I've never heard you say mom before. Mom, you always say ma'am.
Mom, whatever. She said to me yesterday that she was sitting with having coffee with a friend.
Yeah.
And she said these two girls walked in and they were holding hands. Actually, it was two guys holding hands. And she said her friend said, I bet they wouldn't do that if those builders were always sitting around here. And she wasn't saying it in a negative way. She was just saying that it was nice to see. She's like fair play to them, just, you know, living their life. She said, but it's horrible that people would have to feel like that or feel intimidated. And then her friend said, well, if it was two girls, it'd be a different story.
Yeah.
And that,
and also the girls would get it.
Girls get it as well. But from, yeah, it's just, it's mind your own fucking business, basically.
My old barber used to say that, like, if she was with a girlfriend in, she's not dead, by the way, she's alive, she just moved to Canada. She's not on the bingo music playlist. She used to say that if her and her girlfriend were in a pub and they were like having a little like kiss or anything up straight bar, they'd get like really horrid attention. Like some of the straight fellas would be like, yeah, oh, can we join in?
It's that creepy kind of like eerie vibe, which is like, is even a bit worse. I think
who has it worse, the gays or the lesbians?
Oh, we all get it. Listen, everyone gets it, I think, in some form or another. Also, can I just say, I think that what was I going to say there? You interrupted me. I think
Look at the dick. Oh, she's thrown it.
I can't remember.
You interrupted.
You know, I think girls are just more affectionate than guys in general.
Yeah, I definitely in daylight. Anyway, do you know what I mean?
But anyway, I love to see it.
I love to see it too. Come here. I want to talk to you about something.
I want to talk to you.
I would like to talk to you about something.
Thank you, Mika.
Pretty Twink Death. Is what I'm going to describe.
Oh my God. Okay. Yes.
Like, we've been around a little while. Mm. We've seen a lot of people. And I remember people that when we were first coming out, these ones that like the whole scene were enamored with. Like, they were like, oh, he's so gorgeous. Little twinks, kind of thought they were cutesy pies. And the whole scene,
baby face.
The whole scene wanted them. Yes. Do you know what I mean? Like, I remember very specific people who I will not name by names, but actually seem like, I want you to bleep out these names. I'm going to name one in specific. Do you remember?
Yes, I would not have said he was a cutesy pie.
No, but everyone wanted him.
Yeah, but I think he had just a bit more of a vibe of like, he's a bit more of a player vibe.
Yeah, but the pretty privilege at that young age, there's something about
it's
that.
It's different privilege, though. I think from when you think about it, like the person that you just named there, that person was kind of like sexy, kind of hot, had this kind of like boy about town vibe.
Yeah.
But then there's the other one who was like, who, me? Cutesy me? And you're like, yes, well, cutesy you ain't cutesy you no more.
Yeah.
We just decided that we were walking up the street and I said, save this for the pot because this is a rite of passage. And I will say this now, if you're listening to this and you are a young gay twink and you are not struggling with your weight and you look in the mirror and your hair might be slightly fraying.
Yeah.
It's all coming for you, bitch. You have it coming. Karma is going to get you.
and get ahead of this.
Yes, get ahead of it.
Because the other ones that maybe didn't feel so cutesy at the time, bitch, they're way ahead of you. They've been getting the facials.
Yeah.
They've been getting the injectables.
And do you know what as well? They're always the ones that will be like, oh, you get Botox? Oh, it's like, yeah, bitch. And look at me. I am like the fucking woman from Death Becomes Her. I am preserved. I'm like Walt Disney in a fucking like frozen coffin. You are decaying like a block of cheese. So get yourself
sorted.
Get ahead of yourself
because you're gonna go off.
And it's just good, I just think, to be thinking about these things. Always think about the future.
I'm gonna be honest,
you're not gonna be young and pretty forever.
I'm going to be honest. There's a couple of them that I've really enjoyed seeing, like a decade, you know, the 10 years later.
That's because
thing?
They're the ones that would like kind of rub it in your face. Mm. Like back in the day, you know, when like you were struggling with your like spots of your skin or whatever. Yeah. Like they'd be the ones that would throw it in your face.
Yeah.
So yeah. Or yeah. Like, oh, nobody wants you. Drag queen over there. Oh, well, look who's laughing now, bitch.
Nobody wants you. Oh, like there's one in particular.
Who wants you now?
There's one in particular that I remember.
This is the ultimate petty conversation, by the way.
Oh, I know. But there's one in particular I remember. And he was like a pig back in the day. But again.
Do you mean like as a person?
As a person. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Just not a nice person. But like, again, cutie. I'm so cute. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at me. Cute. And now, do you know what he looks like?
What?
Somebody's Auntie Pam.
Oh,
Auntie
Pam. Auntie Pam.
Walking around in the high-waisted trousers. The fucking ankles are on display. And I swear to God, I literally be like, oh, Auntie Pam, is that you? Nice
it's
to see
so
you.
It's so funny, though, because when you think back to those people, and there has been so many, it's like their attitude would stink. Like,
yeah.
They'd be so horrible to people, and people were very disposable. New boyfriends every week. Always like, and they'd
no with, friends. Those people, by the way, who have new boyfriends every week.
No.
If there's someone like that in your life, you clock and see, do they have any friends?
Yeah,
no,
true.
They adapt into their
because
new boyfriend's
life. Do you know what
life.
They do as well? They, which I hate to generalize, but it's kind of true. They get with their friends' boyfriends or anyone that they're with. They overstep the mark. They can't help themselves because they're addicted to the like attention.
Attention.
Yeah.
Anyone in your life who is addicted to attention, by
and,
the way.
I think as well, you know, like the older you get, it's like if your like modus operandus is attention,
mm-hmm.
and then it's like the whatever happened to Baby Jane. It's
oh
like,
my God, yes.
I'm writing a letter
I'm
to
so
daddy.
You don't
His
obviously,
address is heaven above.
You don't watch Drag Race, but Jimbo did Shirley Temple for the Snatch Game, right? And bitch, it was so fucking funny. Like it was like.
Did she get up on Tap Dance or something?
Yes.
I saw a clip of somebody and I was like, what the fuck is this? I didn't know
but
what
like
it was.
Like on acid. Tap Dancing on acid, okay. Basically. And kept going, I'm so cutesy, but I'm 100 years of age. I just shit myself. And I was like, bitch, that's so intelligent. Like, we're talking about the Shirley Temples here. Not to be, confuse anyone with the Shirley Temple bars. We're talking about the Shirley Temples of the gay scene.
Yes, that's so true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cutie. Yeah, I love cutie. Cutie fades, fuckers.
Yeah, you did say that something stank. And I this is like basically a plug for our Patreon now. I have a Patreon only story that cannot be put on this podcast.
You told me two stories this morning that literally left my jaw on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's fucking prim and proper here, sitting here, she would melt. These two, I swear to God, she told me, actually, she told me three stories, and one of them was over breakfast. And I literally, I was like, I don't think I can eat this.
Oh.
They are juicy. So if you want to hear these, this princess fucking princess Peach here, she's like, she's gonna, it's Princess Pig after this.
Yes. And also get yourself a friend who can still make your jaw drop on the ground, because
oh
Davina does it pretty much every Monday.
Yes,
to me.
I was like, wow. I was like, is this Freaky Friday? What's going on here?
Right, okay, next thing we want to talk about is New York. Been there a lot recently.
Yes.
And the drag scene in New York, because okay, again, you don't really watch Drag Race, but mm-hmm. Drag Race speaks about New York in this, it's like, oh my God, it's basically the Broadway of stages for drag in America, if that makes sense. I mean, like, it's like, wow, you work in New York. Do you know what I mean?
Is that just because, though, because I recently had Holly Day here, who I love, by the way, who's, she's a fast girl.
I've never seen her, but other girls have told me about her and said that she is, one, really nice, and two, mm-hmm. a fab little performer.
Yeah, really good. But also, she was just saying to me, like, that she just works so hard.
Yeah.
And she, also, so nice to boot, but I would just think that New York queens just work like their balls off.
Yeah, well, this is what it looks like, right? Okay, firstly, I want to talk about American drag in general. I don't want to walk around for tips. I'm not judging anyone for taking tips. To be honest, if someone offers me a tip in the George, I do take it.
Mm.
Because this shit costs a lot of money.
Just a tip.
But like, Americans have come up and given out to me for not walking around. They said, you girls could be cleaning up if you walk around. And like, to be honest, like, we don't have those smaller notes. And when they do tip in Ireland, they generally give you a 20, which, by the way, cheers. Love you. Love you, Babs. And they might even offer to buy a drink. But I don't, like, I really love watching a girl.
She should be doing well getting a 20 tip, wouldn't you?
I've gotten a few 20 tips in my career.
I could give you a tip because you're nothing.
But like, I love watching a girl. Like, how are they going to do 4 minutes on stage lip syncing? Yeah. How are they going to get from A to B to C and deal with the dance break in the middle? Mm. What, collecting tips means no dance break unless you're a good dancer. Yeah. It means you didn't have to figure out how to get through, I don't know, whatever fucking dance song there is at the moment that Calvin Harris has out. So that's the first thing. Then secondly, they're like, oh, New York, it's so amazing. New York is full of really small bars.
Really small. So really like small. One toilet for like all those people.
No backstage
How
areas.
How is that possible? How can they have like one...
That's what me and Davina were so like concerned
one
about.
One toilet, like one actual...
Not
like,
queue at any moment.
Like
either.
One toilet that's not even like a urinal. And it like, I mean, this is like one toilet you go in, one per person.
Yeah.
And you're like, and that place could have like a couple
Where would
people.
Sophia Hart go?
Oh my God. She'd go in the sink in the kitchen.
So basically... I was looking at these small stages. Some of them haven't got the best sound systems, the best lighting. And I'm like, so if this is the we're all going, oh my God, the New York girls are so amazing. I kind of think that day is done. I look at what we have here and I'm like, they must come and perform in the drawers. Like Holiday must have been like,
Holiday.
She must have been like, these bitches have it made.
She did. She literally said, she goes, oh my God. And also because we have like dressing rooms and like a storage room. She's like, bitch, this is so... Yeah. She's like, you girls are so looking like... That's what I'm saying. Did you not take this for granted?
I just think I've underappreciated what our drag scene is. Mm-hmm. But it does. It's created by the queens that have been on it.
Of course.
I don't want to discount that. But like, I think I've always been like, oh my God, amazing. Can't wait to see some New York drag. And don't get me wrong, the drag is amazing. They're fucking hardworking whores.
Yeah.
But we stand right up there with them.
Yeah, if anything kind of, I think, different, I think there's something a bit more. And I think, do you know when you're doing maybe like two or three songs in a show, you have a bit more scope to kind of think about ideas and have different plans. Whereas if you're doing fucking 12 songs a show.
Well, they don't though. I watch these shows, right?
Yeah.
They do fuck loads of talking.
Okay.
Because they don't want to kill themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
There's only so much you can do.
Like, and then like they do the one, you know, song, the Whitney number. Do you know what I mean? Because they're going to... Oh, sorry. Are you okay, Julian? Just to fill you all in, it is Wednesday. This episode's coming out tomorrow. We did 98FM because Davina booked us in for 98FM.
It's a breakfast show. I didn't have a choice.
Yeah. No, and don't get me wrong. Love Rebecca and Brendan. So we were thrilled to come in and do it. We actually had a great laugh. Mm-hmm. But then we went for breakfast.
Yeah.
And Davina was like, obviously feeling bougie because we went to the third floor of Brown Thomas. Yeah. I felt like we were the McGregors. Like,
literally, yeah.
Poor little scummers going in for breakfast. Like,
hello, dear. And I was just bought a few little splurgy little bits. Like, I actually bought a moisturizer. I didn't even need.
Yeah.
I was like,
you were like, I want to enjoy myself.
I want an orange red lipstick. I have about 40 orange red lipsticks at home. I'm like, so now I'm going home with a free brush.
So tell me this. When you worked, because... Like flashback, Davina used to work in retail.
Yeah.
And the doors just opened.
Yes.
What did you want to say to those people who came through first thing?
Used to always be like, I'm just going downstairs for a drink of water.
Oh my God.
I would always like vamoose. Because it was a nice time to kind of like wander this shop.
Yeah.
It's quiet. You just kind of walk around and just be like, vamoose. And you have plastic cup of water. So you just be like, oh no, just... Because if that would imply also that you weren't feeling the best.
Yeah. Oh, it does, doesn't it? Nothing like
a bit weak.
Holding a glass of water.
Yeah, plastic.
Oh, I probably shouldn't be here.
Oh, just,
I'm so cute, G. But did you hate those customers that were coming out like 10 a.m.?
No, I used to like the early morning because it'd be kind of quiet. I like when there was nothing to do.
Okay.
Just when there was no manager and be telling you what to do. That was my favorite.
Yeah.
But if it was quiet, they'd be like, right, take every eyeshadow out and clean that fucking stand.
Yeah.
Take every lipstick out. The lipstick is like, can I clean that wax? Not fun.
Yeah. Yeah. One more story just about New York was we were all in the toilets. And like there was one of these bars that had several cubicles. So we're all in different cubicles. And there was a really juicy conversation happening outside us. So we all realized that we had stayed in our cubicles.
To listen. Oh my God, what was the conversation?
And then we were in there so long that it was like, we can't open this door.
Oh my God.
Because they're going to be like, what the fuck were you doing? Having the shit of your life. Do you know what I mean? And it was a cheating story. It was the scandal, the cheating story. Then 5 minutes later, by the way, Flame and Saddles, which I think is like a Coyote Ugly kind of bar because the bar staff get up and do 5, 6, 7, 8 and they look like they want to kill themselves doing it. All of a sudden, a huge fight broke out.
Oh.
And then some of them got thrown out, the ones that were causing it. And my friend Aiden went out and checked and went let the people inside know they're waiting for you outside, so don't go out for ages.
Oh, where were they waiting outside?
Yeah, they were waiting for them outside.
Oh,
they were
God.
Gonna, like, they were going to hop on them.
Jesus, that is crazy.
I know.
So yeah, and you've so you were in New York, you were in New Orleans.
Yeah, I was out in a swamp.
Oh yeah, that's
saw alligators.
A bit ill, weren't you? You got ill.
I got swamp flu, yeah, you guys.
Swamp thing, you make my heart.
I was meeting and greeting my family from
actually,
the swamp.
Actually, that'd be a great, that'd be a good drag act for you. You could do that on Snatch Game, Swamp Thing.
Oh my God.
Couldn't you? That'd be a good one for you. Swamp thing, you make my heart sing.
Oh my God, just me and the gators.
Just like seaweed.
Your man that was driving our boat though, like I was half wondering, did he, like he was very redneck. Do yeah. you know what I mean? And I was wondering what is
like nice
of the, yes. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Would I?
Yeah, like you.
Few drinks in the mez.
You would have had a few drinks in the mez and you would have wanted him to hold you like he held the alligators.
Hold me like you hold the swamp thing.
I swear to God. And in the middle of it, he got a rubber snake because he said,
"Oh, I didn't know where that was
going." Well, he kept saying that there is snakes in the trees, you guys, so just watch out for them. Way. And he threw the rubber snake and hit me.
Oh, I think she lost.
No,
it.
I'm one of those people. Like, I'm the one that's not going to get freaked out. Like, I'm okay. Like, because I have anxiety all the time.
Yeah,
I talk myself through it. Do you know what I mean? All of the girls around me, and I say girls, I mean they got my guy friends. All went, especially Aiden. She went, "Woo!"
Well, she's the biggest fanny of all. Let's
so like that.
Yeah, good.
Leave that in, Stephen.
Hi, Fanny O'Brien. Well, listen, I had a bit of a mad week as well. Well,
yeah, tell
mad
me what happened. Weeks.
So I was opening for my therapist goes.
Oh, I'm actually dying because yes. You tell me little bits. But to be honest, because Joanne was such a bad influence on you, because you like an early night.
I do.
I have a bone to pick with her keeping you up all night chatting, because that's not like you at all.
Well, it was a 3-day stint down the Marquee in Cork, which I've never been to the Marquee in Cork. And
what is it like?
So it's like
this, place you always
it's
hear
a
about.
Huge big like circus tent. Like it's massive now, really big, and it seats.
And
like
you were the clown. Under the
I
big
was.
Top.
I was the glamour clown
under the big top.
It holds 5,000 people. Mm-hmm. And we
daunting
very daunting, especially when you walk in at first. And we were the first kind of act to do so. There was like it's a 6-week run.
Yeah,
they only do 6 weeks in the summertime.
Okay.
And so my therapist goes, we were 3 nights. We were the only one that's doing 3 nights.
That's amazing. Like that's amazing. 15,000 people.
Yeah.
That is.
Well, I can say we now because yeah. So the first night I was like, basically I was there to like open the show and I had like 20 minute slot, which ended up being kind of like a 30 minute thing. And
which is a good thing, by the way, because like, you know yourself, if you book someone to do 20 minutes and they do 17 minutes,
yeah.
You're like, ugh, I'd rather someone did
well,
more.
The thing about this kind of gig as well, it literally does run to the minute. So you kind of do. I was kind of over. But the first night I did, I had kind of completely over complicated things.
Yeah.
So the second night was like, we kind of rejigged everything. And it was such a big space. So now then they kind of put me into the show. So I have like little cameos in the show, which is quite fun. And then I open at the start, which is just a different kind of opener. But it, like it was unbelievable. It was such an amazing experience. Mm. And so I did like that. By the third night I was like, God, this is wild. And Stephen, who edits the podcast, Stephen came down to hang out.
Stephen is single, by the way, but we wouldn't advise any of you to date him, just so you know.
That's not going to do anything, but anyway.
Just felt like saying
just
that.
Just showing it out. So Stephen came down and I was actually so glad that somebody, because I went to my own.
Yeah.
And
which is a big thing for you.
Yeah.
Like this can sound so stupid to everyone else, but like you are, oh, but you're kind of that person that will get someone else booked so you don't have to go on your own.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I get as well because it's boring. But actually, I think this was a really good thing because it was your moment.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds so daft, but like if you're about to perform for 15,000 people.
Also, I wanted to prove to myself that I know distractions, and I was like, I can actually just do this. And I used to do stuff like that all the time. And it's like, I think just like on my...
Girl, you were the one who had choked out. Do you remember Oil Can Harry days?
Yeah. I used to do all these mad random gigs. And then now I'm just like it's not really important to me, whereas this I wanted to prove to myself that I can still do it. And yeah. I did. So then Stephen came down on the Monday, because it was like Saturday,
with
Sunday, Monday. No, oh God, I was past all the salpagine. I was actually fine, but I just wanted him to see kind of like what I'd experienced, because it was like kind of hard to explain. And I just kept saying to him, I was like, I'm just actually so grateful to be part of it, because it was such an amazing experience. And it was like, I was the first drag queen to ever perform at the Marquee live, which was amazing. And
big deal.
And I kept saying, well, I'll probably be the last, because if the property developers get in here, they'll because they've been saying for ages they want to build apartments on that site.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hopefully they get
the see you, panty bliss. You can get fucked if you think you're getting in there.
So it was an amazing experience. And the girls like could not have been more accommodating. And so
good. Do you know who's your favorite? Joanna Vogue.
Oh, I love them. No, I love them. I couldn't possibly.
Who's your favorite?
Let me tell you this. I have to say that when we were together, we were both like, geez, they just like fits.
Yeah.
We were like, this just because I've just done the Gaiety with them and it was like kind of hung out for like a hot minute, but we literally were like together for a good bit of time and we were like doing tech tests and we were just like had such a laugh.
Yeah.
And they were like, geez, Davina, just like, you know, we just mesh so well. And it was we genuinely do. So I had an amazing time, amazing experience. And like, yeah, it's just, I was so full of gratitude walking away from that. Because people don't get to have those experiences. And just, I actually felt like I felt that experience.
Yeah. So just to acknowledge though, these girls are grafting as long as we are. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I thought about it
Faith
as well?
Street, they were both on Faith Street. Do you remember Joanne on Faith Street?
Yeah.
I talked. That clip resurfaces. So if anyone wants to know, by the way, go onto TikTok and type in Joanne,
McNally. Joanne McNally.
Joanne McNally. And then Faith Street. Sorry, it's very early in the morning. And you can see a clip and she's in the office. She's doing like an office.
Oh, yes.
Because she used to do PR.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's fucking gas.
It's so funny.
I kind of would like to rewatch Faith
Street.
If
anyone hasn't seen the My Therapist Goes to the Show live, it's actually really fun and really gas. Good. And it's constantly, like it's now, like they're heading to the arenas and bigger venues now. So it's getting, it's becoming a bit of, like I was listening to everyone with things we'd be saying, it is a bit of a movement.
Yeah.
And I was looking out at everyone in the audience, and there was 5,000 people every night, and it was like they're all connected through that podcast.
Yeah,
all those people are connected because they can relate in some way. And it's like
us when we went to have the McDonald's.
Yeah, no, it's true though.
Everyone was like, "We're juicy scoopers." Yeah. And we're like, "Oh, we can."
It's so true though. It's like you can see how people can connect with a podcast. Yeah. I know even people like that listen to this. It's like, now obviously it's not on that scale.
Do you know what? Like when people come up to me and the George, I don't know how you react, and they say, "I really love your podcast." It is It's the one interaction that actually stops me in my tracks and goes, oh, "Thank you so much."
I know. I always forget that people are actually listening.
I know, me too. But like, it actually means way more than saying I really enjoyed your performance. I don't know why is that?
Well, I think it's because I think listening to podcasts, you kind of get to know people a bit better. It's personal. It's a bit more intimate. Yeah. And
that's because we're sitting here in our brown knickers recording.
And we do share a lot, like, and you don't get that from a drag performance.
That is very true.
You don't, like, you know, people, and that's what's one thing I think is so funny, because you can see someone on stage and have an idea or have an impression, but you don't actually get to know who they are or what they're about or whatever. So okay,
fast round questions about My Therapist Goes to Me. First one that you did in front of 5,000 people, at any point before going on, did you need nervous wee or almost shit yourself?
No, neither. I was well equipped. What I would just say this, I don't know what came over me. You're gonna actually die this.
Why?
I just, in the process of it all, I did a death drop. I did.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Right? Yeah. No. I did a death drop ages ago. Okay, like in the George, and I remember thinking, oh my god, I got to. Remember, I was like, I can't do this, because actually, I have this fear of like injuring myself. So I'm like, I refuse.
This is it.
I refuse Katia to do it.
Just got a hip replacement.
So I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to break my back.
Got a brand new knee.
So I was like, fuck this. I was just so taken with the 5,000 people. I was like, I'm doing it. So I was like, went. It was fab. I was like, well, everyone was like, whoa. I was like, right, here we go. So second night.
You have a real bum, like, so.
Second night, I was like, here we go. Bang, down again. But this time I hit my head off the stage. Literally, like, I mean, like full force. Hit my head. I was like, oh my god. So I was lying on the stage in the Marquee, and there was people on the stage at the time. I was doing this kind of piece with them, and I was literally seeing stars. Now all I remember was I looked up at the ceiling and I could see the Marquee roof, and I was like, I just thought to myself, I'm lying on the fucking stage staring at the roof of a tent. I was like, and I literally could see like fucking Tweety Birds and stars. So I was like, and I said to this woman, I was like, help me up. For the laugh now, in fairness, but I was half like, so she helped me up, and then I was like, Jesus. But I could feel this huge, like, cartoon bump through my wig. I was like, oh my god. So I went back to my dressing room.
Yeah.
who actually, the last person in my dressing room before me was Bruce Springsteen, which is actually kind of gas. There's two dressing rooms.
Is he like, sexy?
No, he's old and like, but I'm sure it's for somebody, but whatever, not for me. In his dressing room, and I've, in the other dressing room was his wife. So his wife got the big dressing room and he was like the smaller one that I had. So I was sitting there and I was like, oh my God. And I was like, Googling. How to know if you're suffering from concussion, right? And
I was like, hate you. Come
and
on.
I was like, how to know if you have had a head injury or whatever. And it was like dizziness, blurred vision. And I was like, I'm always kind of dizzy. And I was like, my vision is a bit blurred. And I was like, no, hang on. You're drunk. It's like, you're drunk. You're not concussed.
Yeah.
Because they really looked after us, I have to say, by the, at the marquee, that you could not
This is my next question. So answer for me. What was the bougiest thing about, was there a bougie moment at all?
I think that, I think having a candle in my dressing room.
Why is a candle so bougie?
I don't know. It's like, just like,
even lighting with a home, you're like, oh, I'm so fancy. Yeah. I put a candle on.
I was like, and I walked in, it was like vanilla and rosemary or something. And I was like, oh, who am I? I was like, and do you know what was about closing the door of the dressing room?
That is a lovely feeling. Isn't
it? It's like silence. It's like, who do you think you are?
Well, you know, Bruce probably picked that one so loads of people couldn't come in.
I did an Instagram story just joking. I was like, so Bruce Springsteen was here before me. I was like, let's see if he left anything behind. And I was like joking, but I was like, I'm gonna find a lube and a sachet of Cabascon behind the couch. Dirty bastard. Okay. Like, so everyone was like, that's disgusting. I was like, it was a HSE lube. Clearly it came from Joanne McNally.
Okay, give me your rose and thorn then.
The rose was actually hanging out with the girls.
Okay,
and
actually, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Like I really, and I knew Vogue from way back when, for a long time, and we've loads of mutual friends. And Joanne, I kind of didn't really know that well, but we were like two ships constantly meeting, passing the night.
Yeah,
and we bonded a lot. So it was, I really enjoyed.
Yeah, I'm gonna when I see her, and I actually acknowledge to her that she kept you up all night talking.
Yeah.
That's it.
We did. We had one
Your
night.
Cards marked, Joanne
and
McNally.
I wouldn't have told anyone that, but we did have a bonding session. We literally stayed up, we would chat for hours. And we're very similar in lots of ways. Like she said,
I only need one of you in my life, so she needs to stay the fuck away from me then.
So that was the rose, definitely hanging out with the girls. And the thorn was probably the physical disservices I did myself, because I bumped my head, I scratched my arm, I nearly broke my knee. Yeah. I was like, I went to town. So I physically, that was probably the torn.
Yeah.
But all in all, it was a great experience.
She came back a wounded Wendy.
Yeah. Oh my God. I literally was like, I like coming back from like World War II.
Oh, bless you. Well, honestly, it looked real fun. If you ever do any more, I'm hoping that I can, because I haven't seen the show. So if you ever do any more, I'm hoping that I can come
Absolutely.
Along and have a look. Okay. I want to talk to you about The Little Mermaid, because I saw it last night.
Oh.
Little Mermaid. Ariel.
Ariel.
Fucking brilliant. Like, I have no notes about how they did the story.
Okay.
Some people are hating on the fact that Prince Eric has this song now.
Well, they had to kind of pad it up, I think.
And you have to add to it. Shouldn't make it exactly the same.
And wasn't it with Miranda, who does Hamilton? He wrote some of the new songs for it.
Good point. Is it? I think it's something. It was a good song.
Something Miranda. I can't remember his name.
People were hating on the song, and I was like, I actually really like this song.
Yeah.
I think they picked, like, you know the way sometimes they pick a prince that's almost too pretty.
Was he too pretty?
No, he was just perfect. No? You would. You know the way we'd be walking down the street. You like a very relatable beauty.
Mm-hmm.
He was a relatable beauty.
A normal
boy like person. Storm. Yeah, no, like, was he handsome? Yeah, he was handsome. The way they did everything was so good. The story was brilliant. Absolutely great. Loved it. Like, I actually think you'd enjoy it. But what everyone's talking about is this fucking makeup. The makeup really is not good.
Yeah, no, I've seen.
Even CGI.
And you know what, actually, I saw somebody, there was a TikTok or something that the makeup artist, actually, so I follow this special effects makeup shop in London called Pam London.
Okay.
And she sells all this like prosthetics and all this kind of stuff. Mm. And she reshared the transformation of Melissa McCarthy into Ursula.
Oh.
And the comments under it were like, the brows are wonky. It was so bad. But,
two different brows.
But like, if that's an iconic character, I don't think she should have even been cast in the role. I really don't.
She was really good. And you know what as well? She's one of the few celebrities right now speaking up on behalf of drag queens in America.
Well, that is good.
And
but I don't
her
think
references are not Drag Race references.
Okay.
She referenced Varley Jean Merman. Cullen, who is one of those original bitches who's really created the drag scene there. So that to me was like, if you're that knowledgeable,
she's
like,
a proper ally. Like.
You're actually an ally. So maybe you're a perfect casting.
Yeah.
But she did not deserve to be done dirty with, like, he was a giver. What do they call it? Garage door? Garage door eyes? Yes.
Yeah. But I have to say, I think that she. Like,
she was really good in it. I promise you.
Yeah,
like
I'll give it a go. But I just think, like, from a makeup point of view, that was just not.
It was cool.
It was a bit Halloween.
Yeah.
For what it was. I have to say, The Little Mermaid was the very first movie I ever went to see in the cinema.
Oh.
It was ever. Like, and I was obsessed. And
the red hair, we all wanted.
Oh, my God. I was like, I always wanted to be part of this world.
Yeah.
And
she was amazing, by the way.
I have to say, I do have to say. So I keep saying to my mom, I was like, we have to go to see The Little Mermaid together. Because I feel like it's like that was a cartoon then. Mm. And I want to go to see it. My mom's like, she's really funny to see it because she's like, I didn't really like the first time. She just brought me as a kid.
Nothing like
it. But it also was one of those things. It was real, like, I was like, I want to be a Disney princess. Do you know what I mean? When I was a kid, so it was just like, I feel like I have to come full circle with this. So she's going to see whether she likes it or not.
Do bring her, but I would advise going to a later screening because posted about going to online, people were saying, do not go during the day. The kids are going to ruin your experience. Kids,
yeah.
So I went to 8 p.m., not one kid at it.
Yeah.
And it perfect. Was. Chef's kiss.
Yeah, no, I will.
Is it Hal or Hallie? How does she?
Hallie.
Fucking brilliant, by the way.
She's like, gorgeous as well.
And I the hair that they did for her was so amazing. But all I kept thinking was, you know when your hair gets wet?
Yeah.
How heavy it is?
Yeah.
And she has to do that scene where she flips her head back. So, like, she I think she did.
Neck.
No, she did a rumor that she actually, apparently she did an interview. No, this could be, I could have picked up so wrong. But she really hurt her neck.
I'd say she did, because the way that her hair, like, my friend Becky years ago got braids and she was, on holidays, the holiday braids.
Yeah.
And she's like, Becky used to love to be like, she loved was like Christina Aguilera vibe. You know, it was back in the day. DJ spinning? Sure, yes. She was that kind of girl. And she gets into the pool in like Lanzarote or whatever. Mm. And she was like, oh my God. She's like, help, I can't get out. She was like, because I never had. It was like pulling her down.
It's like me when I got in the pool and drag her.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Started drowning.
It's actually, it's like Ronnie and Roxy and EastEnders when they jumped in the wedding dresses and drowned.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be warned. No Little Mermaiden around.
Yeah. Come here. Sex and the City. Well, it's called. Well, and just like
and
that
just
now,
like that.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Which I'm clearly going to watch. I can't wait for season two, to be honest.
Even I think a lot of people hate watch it.
Yeah.
Like,
I didn't hate watch it really.
No,
I really liked it.
I did enjoy it. I did hate the shady as of it all.
Yeah.
And it was just
poorly written.
No, do you know,
could have been great for that character.
I was listening to Heather MacDonald and she said something. She said she feels like she watches it because she always feels like she's kind of hanging out with her friends.
Yeah.
But also, she was saying that Miranda's character is not the same character she was in the show. Like, Miranda was a bit of a leader.
Yeah.
And then she's a bit of a know-it-all kind of geek and a bit naff.
Yeah.
And that's so true. It's like the Miranda character was a boss-ass bitch in the show.
So fucking true.
And Charlotte was always...
Bring that back.
Yeah, bring her back because she was decisive and she was a woman in a man's world.
Because everyone wanted to be the Carrie, but also when you were like... Because by the way, for anyone who is like 20, when Sex and the City was on... Your friend group dissected who was which character.
Yeah, and there was always one. Somebody was always one.
Oh, you know who I was?
Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte.
Very much so.
No one wanted to be Charlotte.
No.
But I had to acknowledge I was fucking Charlotte. Especially back then, bitch. So that is back. And the big news is Kim Cattrall is... doing a cameo.
I'm coming back.
But did you see she shared on Instagram saying happy pride.
And I'm back.
That's basically going, hi gays, you're going to be thrilled about this.
Hi gay.
Hi gay, it's me, happy pride. I absolutely held it.
And you know it's only going to be like a hot minute, I'd say, like on a Zoom call or something.
So she's got a fortune.
Fortune.
Good for her.
I'm delighted for her. But come here, I'm just looking through my notes here and I have on my notes, right, this is so funny. I just have PTs. That's all I have.
Oh.
So I obviously was having some kind of moment about PTs.
Go on.
I know that's it. That's all I have. My notes say PTs. So I don't know what that's supposed to mean. But I obviously had some kind of juicy tidbit to tell. But if it comes back to me, I'll know that. But what I also do have is Samantha Mumba.
Yes.
Samantha Mumba was just in town. For those of you, again, that are like 20 or whatever, that don't know who Samantha Mumba is, Samantha Mumba is officially the queen of Irish pop.
Yeah.
She is.
I just want to start by saying, when I saw her on your story, because I was actually too sick to go, She looks so fucking hot.
So good.
Oh my God.
I said to her, I was like, you drank the potion. I was like, you look so good. And she's like, oh, stop. And I'm like, no, you actually look, she looks so good. She looks exactly the same as she did like 20 years ago, if not better.
The George has a good sound system, but I have heard people not sound good on that sound system as well. Her voice sounded fucking amazing. What a vocalist.
She is a great, she is a great fucking performer.
Yeah.
She just is, she's a fucking star.
Yeah.
She literally is like, it's just a pleasure to watch her like go
I was
off.
A bit raging because when I was the side stage with you watching Mel C and how excited we were.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, I really want to be there watching that. And I was just living through Instagram stories. What was your favorite bit?
Well, so I'm a fan. So I genuinely was like the Mel C thing, I was like singing along to every song. So there was do you know what I did love? I love a bit of Lately. I forgot.
It's
like
such a good sing-along song.
And everybody sing along. And she said herself, she's like, why is this on the running order? She was like, why am I? And then Mark, who was doing like her creative, was like, no, trust me, believe it. And everybody was singing along. Like it was a real moment. Everyone had their phones out and it was a bit like, it was intense.
And you know when she does that, watching the band. Yeah. And like everyone wants to do that too. My favorite bit from it was, I loved, and she did it at Mighty Hoopla as well, that she finished off with this fucking, there's something so powerful. It makes your hairs on your arms stand on end when someone Irish dances in a powerful way. And it was so fucking cool to do it. She did it in such a boss ass bitch way. And shout out to a friend of the pod, contestant number 7 from Blind Date.
Contestant number 7.
Stevie T, you're forever going to be known as contestant number 7.
Yeah.
You absolutely killed it. I didn't clock who the other Irish dancer was because I was so focused on the fact of, there's Blind Date Stevie T.
I think it's Dane, I think is his name.
Oh, they were great.
It was so good. But with the song, was like really kind of current, kind of like it was a real fresh twist. But you know what? She full blown Irish danced.
Yeah.
She didn't just, she
must have done it though back in the day.
Oh, she must have because she was too good.
Yeah.
And it was diddle 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 diddle.
I know.
It was so good. And you know what I just thought? All I just kept thinking was Samantha Mumba for Eurovision.
I don't know if she'd do it, but Samantha it'd be Mumba incredible. For,
like that.
Oh, could you imagine a dance break of like that just randomly? It
would
oh my
be
God.
Unbelievable. I'm saying it now. Right, I'm putting it out into the universe. Samantha Mumba for Eurovision would be amazing.
I agree.
Like a great, amazing performer, great singer, looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Kid, that would be like, if that didn't get through, I don't know, like where, then I think we should definitely drop out. Because that was so good.
I don't want to strip out because I don't even mind if you don't get in. I actually love watching. If anyone, by the way, listens or knows someone who is part of Eurovision, like we'd love to give our tuppence worth. Get in touch.
And one thing I would like to also say is, and another thing I would like to say.
What's that about?
I don't know, but it's like, I just like to say this. Speaking of when we were just in Mac, we were buying a few little bits. And this is kind of come, and we were talking about Ursula. And we're talking about makeup and bad makeup.
Yeah.
This is a mantra that we've spoken about so many times. And I say this all the time. Mm. This is one line you will always hear me say. It's like, I always say, if someone has mad makeup, mad bastard. I always stand by it. So please bear this in mind. If you ever see anyone that has proper, now I mean, not like drag crazy dramatic makeup. I'm talking about really badly applied, mismatched crazy makeup.
Yeah.
Mad makeup, mad bastard. I'm saying it now. Spread it wide. And tell me, send me in, like literally.
Spread what wide?
Spread it all wide, girl.
Okay, yeah.
But tell me, like, because I know somebody out there will have the experience, but if there's anyone that you think, mad makeup, mad bastard, tell me your experiences because I want to hear it. Because we have loads who were like, I've always said it.
It's so fucking true.
It's like, people don't see the madness. My belief is that they paint the madness onto their face.
Yeah.
They don't see the blood. They don't see what we see.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I'm fascinated with it. Mad makeup, mad bastard.
Right, last little thing before we have a little break for a second is your friends over at My Therapist Ghost Me spoke to Una Healy.
Yes.
Una Healy is doing our Pride gig, which, by the way, we're over 75% of tickets are gone.
Yes, get
this
on it.
This is your warning. I'm guessing I don't need to be telling the people that are listening to this, you probably all have your tickets already. There's people coming from all over, by the way, who have messaged me, all over the UK.
And that's what I would say as well. Like when they sell out, they will sell out. There will be no other tickets.
When it's gone, it's gone. And please do not DM us. Whatever you do.
Like, honestly, because I hate seeing people disappointed like that, because there is actually, it's nothing to do with us. It's actually do with the capacity in Vicar Street. So when it's gone, it's gone.
And I want to remind you that if you're buying tickets and you want to be with your group, the groups are kept upstairs, downstairs. This is a health and safety thing. There's a separate bar upstairs. There's a separate dance floor upstairs. There's a separate smoking area upstairs. You have your whole run of upstairs. People have a whole run of downstairs. And later, when people trail off, then they let the floors
go between.
You can all go downstairs. But I'm telling you this now. Get your tickets while you can.
Yes.
But I want to know, because obviously the Unihili thing is, yes, I feel like it's a little bit of a safe space. So let's just quickly discuss. Firstly, I have her set list. Have I shown it to you?
Yes. I heard earlier.
Bitch, I'm so excited about these Saturday songs. I'm so excited. What were your thoughts about the My Therapist Ghost Me interview?
I think David Hay did her dirty. I really do. I think she was actually used as clickbait. And I think she is a nice, like, good mom from Tipperary. I think
she's both been around her.
I think she has been through like a bit of a tough time, I think, passed. I think she just was just looking for a bit of fun, and she deserved a bit of fun. Yeah. And I think someone like that he's a player.
Yeah.
He is well known, like, and documented to be a player. So I just feel like, and I'm sure he was nice and kind, but the girl always gets the rap in that case.
What is that about?
Yeah.
You're so right.
It's always the way, and it's just so unfair. But I mean, we talk about this all the time, you know, equality and all, but there's always that weird, even if she was in a trouble, who cares? It's none of your business.
Especially if you're a part of our community, we all should not be fucking throwing any judgments around.
So,
to finish on that, in case you missed this bit, her new single, Walk Away, rhymes with what?
David Hay.
I fucking love it.
I love it.
You know that means she's a petty sister. So.
Yeah, and I'm delighted to see her. I can't wait to see her on the 24th. It's going to be amazing. And the set is going to be fab.
It is so good. You can get your tickets on Ticketmaster.ie or just head to our podcast website if you can't find it on Ticketmaster, because we've got it all linked up there. Okay, I'm going to do a shout out. If you're not over on our Patreon, firstly, thanks to anyone who's supporting us over there. It helps little things like the cost of getting the podcast edited. And it's just a lot of other content. We've got extra episodes. We've got some video stuff over there. Shout out to some new patrons. Brona Keenan. You're going to say hello to me after I say
Hi,
this.
Hi, Brona Keenan.
Keenan.
Oh, Keenan.
Don't edit that, Stephen.
No, Brona, edit that out.
Stephen. Brona needs to know. Okay. Next up, Mairead Lee.
Hi, Mairead Lee. That's Mairead Lee. She makes costumes for me.
Oh, yeah, love that. Okay.
Yes, me and Mairead are very, very up close and personal.
That's cute. Yeah. David Delahunty.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave. David's a sister of ours.
Yeah.
Finally, the nose got the better of her.
Oh, you know, she had to come over bitch.
And have a look.
Yes, I hope he's on the premium.
Let's do two more. No, she's in the middle. Middle tier, Dave.
And you doing all those tenders for us.
Two more. Luke Talbot.
Hi, Luke Talbot.
And then,
hey, darling.
She's only one name.
Luke Talbot Street.
Yeah. No, she only one name. Last but not least, Orla.
Orla. Who I like to call Oral.
You guys, thanks for supporting us. If you do want to check out our Patreon, it's patreon.com/pettylittlethingspod. And we will be right back after this.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So, we are back, and it's time for
Rotter of the Week on Petty Little Things.
So it is our runners of the week. Let me get straight into it. I've been jotting them down as I've been traipsing around the country. You go first. I want to hear what you got to say, because I have a feeling like every time you go to an airport or travel, there's always something.
Why is it about that? Always. It's just a very irritable time.
I think it's just because you're also a nosy bitch. You'd be like looking at everything and you'll be very kind of like, get out of my space.
Right. I did give one on 98FM this morning because we were on there. This is not it, but it is also related because I'm trying to get the bus more.
It's about keeping the emissions down.
Yeah, right. So I'm trying to do
and
that.
And cows give off a lot of emissions, don't they?
Right.
That's good, wasn't it?
I'll get you, bitch. And your little dog too. Okay. You want to watch fucking Winnie. Winnie Divine. I see you, your cards.
See
marked.
You, Winnie Divine. No. Yeah, no, outside now.
So I'm sitting on the way to Rathfarnham beside a woman loudly chewing gum.
Oh, wow.
Right. And I mean,
oh yeah, well, that's, I hate that, so annoying.
And like, it's 20 minutes on the bus to Rathfarnham. She chewed.
Why are we going to Rathfarnham?
And my friend lives out there, so we're going for, I have a little pizza and a glass of wine.
Oh
yeah.
Look at you. I thought you were just doing like little mini trips, like 2 to 3 stops. No, like the little,
no, I'm discovering.
Have you got a leap card?
I do, actually. Oh. But I didn't get it for myself.
Calvin
had to get it.
Calvin is Victoria's care.
And topped it up for me. I just had to get on. I went,
boop. Now you can top it up on your phone.
I know, I do. I have topped it up since.
Okay. Yeah. She's learning the laptop.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realise. Apparently, I'm on some good bus routes. The 9 and the 16 are pretty fucking
and
good.
Isn't there a bus route that goes from your house literally in Georgia Street?
I'm going to check that out.
I think it's like the 83 or something.
I'm going to check that out.
Maybe that's not what, 83.
You've given me the homework for today. Right, anyway. To the woman that was chewing the gum.
Oh, God.
Shut your mouth. Okay.
Shut your mouth.
Because it's so unattractive. It's the same as someone eating with their mouth open. Like, nobody wants to like visibly hear it.
That really annoys me. People chew with their mouth open. Drives me nuts.
This was a can of Coke Zero for you, by the way. In case you're thirsty.
Will I do ASMR?
Oh, yeah, do ASMR.
Yeah.
Not sponsored. Oh, that was that was lovely. This is not sponsored, by the way. That actually sounded refreshing.
Did it?
Yeah.
It's actually a tin of White Claw. I'm joking. It's a Coke Zero. I'm just going to shame her now. I'm just going to do it because she said it was like my sister does that. She does that, and it drives me nuts. I hope she's probably listening. If you are listening, you know it drives me nuts.
She didn't say blood sister or drag sister.
It's definitely my drag sister.
Go on, what's your first rudder?
It's so funny, like she doesn't even know she's doing it sometimes, and when she does do it, then she's like, she stops. But it's like, you know, sometimes it can be, I've noticed when people are concentrating on when someone's talking,
it could be anxiety as well.
No, I think it's, you know, when you're listening to a conversation, you're chatting and somebody's like, just like your mind is going. But yeah, no, I agree. So I have one that really rots me.
Go on.
And that is people who try to trick me into meeting up with them.
Oh,
okay. Now I mean this as in the context of, you know, people who you wouldn't be friends with.
Yeah,
people who you wouldn't really know, but they'd be like kind of trying to like trick you into, be like, oh, here, I'll give you this, meet up with me and I'll give you this. Or, oh, you must try this and I'll meet up with you. Yeah, must try this and I'll meet up with you. And I'm like, I don't, you're just offering me that, like, could be anything. Could be like, oh, I have this, I'll give that to you. But they want you to meet them. People that you wouldn't be friends with. People that just kind of go, oh, I don't use, like, you know, say if you, say, like, say you're sent, like, drinking this Coke Zero and it's like, oh, I have a six pack of Coke Zero.
Yeah.
Meet up with me, I'll give that to you. And just like, actually, I'm not that hard up for a Trace thing. I can get my own and I don't need to, like, we're not friends. We wouldn't meet up normally. So don't be trying to trick me into meeting up with you just to, like, we're not friends.
But also that interaction, it's like, they want something from you.
Mm.
And it could be the meeting up or it could be something else. There could be a bigger ask.
And I'd rather just ask.
Yeah.
Just ask me as opposed to trying to trick me into, like, because I can see through it. I'm just like, actually, and I'm not talking about, it's nice that people want to meet you and spend time. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about when there's an ulterior motive.
Yeah. It's just, even, can we go for
a, it kind of freaks me out a bit because it's a bit like,
yeah.
It's like if someone said, do you want to go for coffee sometime? You just say, yeah. As opposed to like, oh, I'll lure you with something. And you're like, actually, I'm not that bad to be lured with, like, you know, a six pack or whatever. Do you know what I mean? So that's my rudder. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And honestly,
do you know what I actually think is, it's actually false pretenses. being lured somewhere under false, or like being brought something under false pretenses, I don't enjoy that.
Case of vodka, you'd be there though.
Oh yeah. Oh, so if anyone's offering.
Okay, my next rotter of the week is walking tours. I both did walking tours recently in New Orleans, and today walking into town, and yesterday there's been walking tours in Dame Lane, and fuck me, those people look bored. Yeah. They look so bored. Like, they stand outside. There's a pub in Dame Lane that has the Irish proclamation written on the outside of it. Do you know the one?
Yes.
Yeah. And there's always a man with an umbrella.
Have you ever been on a walking tour?
Yeah, I went on two in, or maybe I went on three in New Orleans.
Was it good?
The last one, at that point, my soul had left my body. I was done.
I don't think you really like those kind of things, though.
I like them when they're like, I don't want to stand around for hours hearing bits. Take me somewhere and go,
I don't mean this in a bad way, but I love history and I love things like that. It's not really for you.
You're coming for me right now, are you?
No, but it's not really your thing.
It's not my thing, but for the right topic, it can be.
Okay.
And I feel like anyone can make things
interesting.
But like, you know, these canned jokes and these, you know, long-winded stories because they feel they have to fill.
Well, that's what they're doing. They're doing virtual bingos.
I know, but we're not filling in that way. We're not filling to make it last an hour and a half.
That's true.
Like, if someone says to me, can you make this show an hour and a half? I go, put a half an hour break in the middle of it. This is an hour show. Anything more than that is going to be boring.
Yeah, it's overkill. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And people drift off.
It's, again, you know, when someone says, I'd like to book you for my wedding, will you do an hour show? I straight away will say, yes, I will do a show. I will be there for an hour. But realistically, the best value you're going to get out of me is for me to do a number, a game, a number, hang around with your crowd and take photos.
30 minutes.
Do you know what I mean? 30 minutes. Because realistically,
people want.
And people that have never seen a lip sync show do not want to sit and watch one queen lip sync for an hour.
No, that's true.
Like, and so you have to understand what is the value of that anyway. But not just that. Our side paths are getting smaller and smaller in Dublin. And walking tours, I can't get past you.
Okay.
Man with an umbrella. Follow me.
Follow the umbrella.
Oh, go on.
And my last one is people who send messages in the middle of the night.
Yes.
And you might choose to see the message.
Yes.
But like, you know, like if you get a DM, say, for example, and you're like, oh no, that's trouble. If I open that email or if you give them a scene, they know I'm awake. So they've been engagement.
Yeah.
So you just don't open the email, but then you'll go back the next morning and the message will be deleted.
Oh yes.
But you've already seen it and you've read it.
I'm clapping for this one. Yeah. This is a fucking good one.
It's good, isn't it?
Also, some of them, when you're talking, I'm always trying to figure out who it is.
Yeah, who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You don't know who it is. But
so feeding information. I'm like, okay, it's not that person.
No. Because there's certain people, and by this I mean there's certain people that would send me a message that would be like, you know, that would, like, because I'm out and about on certain nights.
But your sleeping pattern's weird.
Weird, yeah. So there'd be people that'd be like, oh, are you out? Like, basically going like, I'm up for like a shindig, a late night soiree. Yeah. And they'll only text you when they want that. You know, then there's other people that will text you trying to hook up with you.
Okay.
And you're like, but when you see the message and you're like, oh no, here, I'm not replying to that. Because that's either going to get you in some kind of hangover situation where you're just like, I'm not even having a drink yet. Or you're going to get yourself into some kind of mess with some, a tryst with someone. Or there's someone that you could be just plain avoiding.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but then when you go back the next morning, it's deleted. It's like, oh, that never happened. And I'm like, well, bitch, I saw. And you did send that message. So, words to wise. Just because it's not seen doesn't mean it's not seen.
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
That. Love. That's so good. You guys, that is the end of this week's episode. We're going to be over on our Patreon with another juicy episode.
And Victoria's going to tell us this filthy story.
Oh my God.
I'm insisting. I said, you're telling this on the Patreon. And she's like, I actually tried to get her to tell in the main episode, but then she's like, oh, is it a bit much? And I said, it is a bit much. Saving for the Patreon.
Yeah, it is.
And you'll be glad to subscribe even for the €2.
The €2, they just support us. They're just like, they get nothing because they're the rotter tier.
Well, listen, thank you so much for listening. And we'll be back with another Pride Bonanza bumper issue
in 2 weeks. By the way, clock our voices right now and clock our voices 2 weeks from now when we're in the midst of many gigs.
Till next time,
stay petty. Mwah.
Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.